So, good afternoon. My name is Zach Chauvin, and I'm here to talk about my research on the physical and chemical effects of mulch on weed seed germination. Weeds can have a negative impact on agricultural crops, gardens, and landscapes. Weeds compete with plants and crops for water, nutrients, and light, which inhibits plant growth. Not to mention the costs associated with weed control. Hand weeding is expensive, and the unnecessary use of non-selective herbicides can cause phytotoxicity. However, mulch reduces weed seed germination and reduces subsequent weed growth. In 2011, Simon Van Donk found that, in general, weed numbers were significantly higher at the zero mulch thickness compared to the 5 and 10 centimeter thicknesses. Linda Chalker Scott stated that mulching as a means for landscape weed control is highly effective. And in a study by Craig and Chutsky, populations of common dandelion, annual grasses, red root pigweed, and horseweed were lower on mulched plots than plots with no weed control. So the objective of my research was to study the impact of different mulches and depths on seed germination and weed growth. The media was a 3-1-1 bark sand peat mix amended with an Osmocote fertilizer and dolomatic lime. The mulch materials tested included pine bark mulch, pine bark chips, hardwood mulch, hardwood bark, shredded pine straw, and pine straw bale. And there was also a control that was unmulched. The particle size distribution was measured using USDA sieves, and the chemical analysis testing was done at the LSU Soil Testing Lab in Baton Rouge. A mixture of 3 broadleaf and 3 grassy weeds were planted in a 1-gallon nursery container containing soilless media. The containers had 3 different mulch depths, one with no mulch and the others at 2 and 4 inches. My research was over an 8-week period, and watering was done twice daily. Treatments were arranged in an RBCD, which is a randomized complete block design, with 4 blocks, and analyzed using a Duncan's multiple range test at the 0.05 level. My results show that the particle size distribution is greater for hardwood bark, pine bark chips, and pine straw bale compared to the other mulches. And as you can see, the pH, calcium, and potassium for hardwood bark and hardwood mulch are significantly greater than those for the other mulches. However, there is no significant difference in the amount of sodium, sulfur, and zinc in the selected mulches. Table 3 shows the macronutrient composition of landscape weeds. There was no significant effects by mulch type on weed nutrient composition. However, there was a significant effect by mulch depth at the 0.05 level. As you can see, there was no significant difference in the nutrient composition between 0 and 2 inch depths except for magnesium, iron, and sodium. However, there was a significant difference in the nutrient composition of weeds between 0 and 4 inch mulch depths for all of these nutrients. For micronutrient composition of landscape weeds, there was a significant difference in the nutrient composition of weeds between 0 and 2 inch depths for aluminum, copper, manganese, molybdenum, and zinc. There was also a significant difference in the nutrient composition between 0 and 4 inch depths for all of the nutrients. So these are the pictures of the different containers with each type of mulch, and this is 1 week after seeding. On the top left up here is pine bark chips, top right is pine bark mulch, the middle on the left is hardwood bark, the middle on the right is hardwood mulch, and bottom left is pine straw bale and bottom right is pine straw shredded. For each mulch type and depth, there were 4 replications for a total of 72 containers. and the number of weeds and height of the weeds were measured in 4 different observations. As the results in graph 1 show, there is a significant difference in the number of weeds at 0, 2, and 4-inch mulch depths. As the mulch depth increases, the number of weeds decreases. As you can see, there is also a significant difference in the weed height at the different mulch depths. As the mulch depth increases, the weed height decreases. The results from graph 3 show that there is no significant difference between the dry weight of the weeds with no mulch and the weeds at a 2-inch depth. However, there is a significant difference in the dry weight of the weeds between those with no mulch and those at the 4-inch depth, as well as between those at the 2-inch and 4-inch mulch depths. And these are pictures of the mulch containers 4 weeks after seeding. So how does this all apply to society? Weeds compete with other plants and take away nutrients when no mulch is used. Weeds take away from the beauty of the landscape and can take over entire gardens. The cost of weed control represents one of the highest costs in farm production, as well as nurseries and landscapers. By utilizing a weed control such as mulch, the cost is relatively low and requires less manpower to maintain. By using mulch at a depth of 4 inches, weeds can be effectively reduced. In conclusion, the study showed that there were significant differences measured between mulch's physical and chemical characteristics. I found that hardwood bark pH was greater than both pine bark and shredded straw, and that nutrient levels were also different among mulch materials. Generally, greater depths improved weed control and reduced weed growth, with the exception of weed dry weight at 2-inch mulch depth. And thank you. Are there any questions?